Am I the Jerk?
All right. I always have to wait on the theme music before
and I
we
think
do that.
She's just going to join us for this because she's our special guest.
Yes.
From our sister station, New Country 96.3, Michelle Rodriguez is here.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't going to turn on my mic. I just wanted to see how two professionals make it happen.
Well, wait until the hard line.
I was going to say.
The hard line.
Yeah,
wrong show. Corby.
All right. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com is where you send your submissions in to see if you are a jerk or not. And we're all going to decide and talk it out if you are a jerk in the situation. All right. Here we go. I was at a fast food establishment and pulled to the window. The lady took my payment and returned me my card and said, please pull forward and we will bring it out to you. After looking in my rearview mirror and seeing no one was behind me, I waited at the window. It was planning to pull up if someone appeared behind me. The worker returned to the window and opened it and said, please pull forward and we will bring it out. To which I replied, but there is nobody behind me. She then said, I know, but we are rated on speed of service. I paused for a second and said, but I have not been served. She rolled her eyes and shut the window. Ooh. I was completely willing to pull forward had someone come up behind me, but after the eye roll, I decided to wait for my order at the window. And there was still nobody behind me when I got the order. Am I the jerk?
Man, I want to say yes. Because what difference does it make to you? You can't pull up. I mean, you're still going to get the food. And if they're asking to pull up, and if somebody goes, well, we get rated on speed of service, I get what they're saying at the core of what it is. But it never would cross my mind. Like, oh, there's nobody behind me. I'm going to sit here.
Yeah, I don't think I would have done that either.
I just pulled up. Who cares?
I would have pulled forward. I wouldn't even thought about it.
Right.
So I feel like he was a little bit of a jerk in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but I hate when they have you pull forward. You know,
why?
It's like, well, because you just want your food and get out of there. And I know it's not ready, but then everyone's pulled forward at this point, and it's just like, okay, so they're getting rated on their service, so they're not going to improve their service.
That's a good point as well. So I guess what they're saying is if they have you pull forward, the cameras or whatever records it like you got served.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, we do great on service. We give them their food immediately. So that's never going to change.
Every time you say you got served, I feel like busting out a dance move or something.
Maybe you could be like, hey, why don't you throw in a few extra nuggets and I'll pull forward.
It feel like that
like
should be the case. If I'm helping you out,
right?
You know what? I may be changing my mind. Mishra may help me change my mind on
that.
That
was a really good point that
she
brought up.
Right. If you're being rated on your service, but you're not serving me my food in a timely manner, why should you?
So you're trying to trick your higher ups into thinking that you're doing something.
That's
you know what?
You're doing.
Have me disappear from the camera.
Yeah, she's right. This guy is not the jerk.
That's right. You know what? Do it again, sir. I think Mishra is right.
The company is the jerk.
All right, I've got a problem at the pharmacy because there are two cars sitting here and I'm patiently waiting to be served here in between both the lanes and I want to be the next person in line. The car behind me is upset that I'm blocking both lanes, but I know that I should be the next person in line. Am I the jerk for blocking both lanes to get the next available slot? I think they should funnel one lane to two. They should funnel one lane to then... Oh, my God, that is word.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy that I pick one lane and it takes the longest as I could have picked the other to get my prescription for my child faster.
That's interesting because we do this at the store. Like, if you are inside and you go to self-checkout and there's four of them, you basically form one line and then you go to whichever one opens up.
But if you have separate cashiers, you just have to pick one. And you know my luck.
Yes, you're always horrible.
I am always.
It's like the security lines anytime we have to go anywhere. And Donnie's like, let's get in this one. I'm like, that means not that one. We'll get in this one over here.
That's your luck.
That is 100%. I know my fate as far as.
But do you commit to the even though like I think it was at the AAC we were there for Nate Bargatze. We went to a line to go get wine and beer, and that line took forever. All the other people were committed to that line.
Yep.
We were going to stay in that line even though the other one was empty already.
I commit. I commit, and I just take my fate. If they get their order 2 minutes before I do, and they were in line behind me, it's just what it is. But I don't think I would block the line.
No, that's
I wouldn't either. But I get
because
the thought
it doesn't
behind
funnel
it.
In. Like, if you feel like you need to be next, I totally understand that
get
mindset.
Get out of the car and go inside. There's usually nobody in there.
But even like if I was behind that person, I'm like, oh, that's actually kind of intelligent. Like they should, like that person should get to go next.
But see, I would feel, and I think that's a different mindset. If I drive behind a person blocking two lanes because they want to be next, I'm a little pissed. I'm saying, hey, make your decision, because I would make mine. So I think you should make yours. And if it's 45 seconds, if it's 2 minutes, right, that's just what it is. We all have to make choices in life. Sometimes you make the wrong one.
Yeah.
I've just never thought in those situations, because most pharmacies have the two lanes. I've never thought to try to split it. I just always get in one or the other, because I'm a sheep.
Right, right.
I follow what I
do. Yeah. I do too. I always just say, just pick one.
Just never care that much.
You know, sometimes, most of the times, I'm just listening to the ticket anyway.
Yeah,
so
which helps you
thoroughly entertained. Right. How about that?
Like, more traffic. I need to be stuck here longer.
Oh, yeah.
So I can hear more ticket.
That's right. All right, here's another one kind of in the same theme. My son is a freshman at OU and came into town last month for the OU-Texas game. He came in Thursday night with some of his pledge brothers, and they all stayed at his roommate's house that evening here in Aledo. On Friday, before they headed to Dallas to get checked into their hotel, I offered to take them to our local barbecue spot here in Aledo that my son loves. We agreed to meet there around noon. I arrive and check in with him, and he said they were running a little behind. So I go ahead and get a spot in line, and at this point, it had already made its way outside the door. I was expecting him and two of his friends. By the time he texts me, they are parking, and there are probably four or five more groups of people that have arrived and were in line behind me. This has happened to me in the past, and normally I get out of line and go to the back. However, they were on a pretty tight deadline time-wise, so they ended up jumping in line with me, and he ended up having a few more friends join him than I anticipated.
No.
As we were getting closer to the front, I turned to the guy behind us, he was with his wife and kid, to apologize and letting him know that they were all in town for a game. I didn't realize he was bringing so many friends. He didn't seem happy about it. So as we ordered and paid, I left $20 with the cashier to apply to his bill.
Wow.
They did see me later and thank me for the gesture. So am I the jerk for letting them get in line with me, or should I have made our way to the back of the line after they showed up?
I kind of feel like I get the line holding thing. It does feel on the surface that when it was way more than expected, that you should have been like, okay, this is ridiculous. Let's just get at the end.
But how many people do you let in front of you
right,
if you realize it's more than what you expected?
You tell them to go to the back. Your friends can go wait.
I kind of, like, if I was the guy behind him, like, what are we doing here?
You would have said something?
Yeah, I mean, if it's like two or three people, I'm like, oh, whatever.
You would have said it under your breath. You wouldn't have said it out loud.
You wouldn't have said it, yeah.
You'd be surprised. I mean, one day I'll get shot, but it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Are you that angry person driving, honking at people?
No, I never do that in traffic.
The light turns green?
No, because you can't do that, because it's too
dangerous.
Risky. But in a situation like this, I'd be like, hey, you got a big line. Now you guys are bringing, I mean, if it's 10 people, like, really? You guys are going to all try to jump in the line here? But then the fact that she made up for it by
$20,
the $20
to
help
pay for
their food.
That's a really nice gesture, but what about the person directly behind that group in line that I had to wait a little longer because you brought, instead of two or three kids, there are like six or seven kids. That's a lot. That's a big group to just walk in and jump right there in front of line.
So what's the cutoff then? So if you're like, hey, you know, I'm holding the spot in line because the group that, like, we came with three other people and they went to the bathroom or something, but I'll go ahead and get in line because I don't have to. So if they show up, is that it? Is it actually six people that are coming this direction? Is it 10? Like, how many is it okay to hold a place in line for before you are like, okay, this is over the top?
I feel like just a couple, like two or three.
Kind of what I feel
if
like.
If you're in line by yourself and then you, like, a group of four, party
right,
of four,
right,
that feels like it's fine. Anything more than four people, three people, then I'm like, whoa,
right,
man.
It's almost like your immediate family. You see, like, the guys will do this a lot where, hey, I'm going to go ahead and get in line, and the girls got to go to the bathroom or whatever they're doing, and then they find you in line, and that's never bothered
me. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's a large group, and I'd be like, okay, this might be a little much here.
Yeah, they may run out of potato salad before I get up there, and I'll be pissed off.
Right.
But if he gets the last beef rib.
Oh, you know what? That kind of happened to us when we went to Franklin's Barbecue in Austin.
Yeah.
Like, there were people, because it's the kind of wait, you
yeah,
know, 7 o'clock
out
in the
yeah,
morning,
yep,
and they only have a certain amount of beef ribs. And so when you get up there, it's because, you know, whatever dude in front of us let all his family up there. It's like, oh, that would have been my rib. I mean, you're counting the people.
I mean, that's a fair
that's
point.
That's my rib. That's what
exactly.
I want.
Exactly.
All right. That is Am I the Jerk for this week. Thank you, Michelle. We really appreciate the input. We do it every single Thursday at 9:55. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. That's where you send in those submissions like those fine folks did that we just read.